listening to Average Joe's Chess, a chess podcast made by average chess players, but exceptional lovers. We're gonna make love to you, Average Joe's Chess. We're gonna make
anymore. I'm not even recording. I press the wrong button. Hold on. Oh, I am recording. Joe first.
Beautiful.
You got any more burps or yawns you want to get out before we officially start?
I don't burp. I'm classier than that. Now, before we go live, I'd say there's about...
That challenge we did this week, your challenge, you were burping like a walrus or something. There was a crazy
amount. Can you blame me?
You
was force feeding me cider and putting broccoli on my cock. Like, I had all kinds of things going on.
Hold on. I didn't put any broccoli on your cock. You did that yourself.
Yeah, it's not like I did it through choice. I did it because it was the challenge for the... We'll get to it later, but it doesn't matter.
Jofers, episode 43.
How you feeling?
I'm feeling good, Joffrey. I'm ready for this one. I've got some number facts. We've got all sorts coming up. I'm going to test your memory again in a minute.
Okay. Hit me up with some number facts.
Okie dokie. Number facts. Let me have a look. Just put my glasses on. Here we go. Joffers, 43. Mm-hmm. I'm going to say this as I say every week. One of these is going to form your challenge. Maybe two of them. I'm not sure. Number 43. It's the code for international direct dials to Austria. So if you're calling Austria, you've got to do a 43. You've been to Austria, haven't you?
I have been to Austria, yeah. Almost died on a train there. It was brilliant.
Why am I laughing at that?
I don't know. It's really sad. I just couldn't breathe. I don't know why. I just had some... And then I ended up going to a hospital in Vienna. And I forgot how to breathe for a month. So I was just there the whole time going... I do these massive breaths. And then I went into the hospital and I had to wait for like 3 hours. Finally got saw by this, like, the most stereotypical Austrian doctor ever. And he heard me breathing and he just went, well, that isn't very normal. And I was like, oh, no, it's not normal. It's why I'm here. It was awful.
Oh, well, I'm sort of a little bit worried about your challenge this week. But
okay.
But maybe it's not to do with Austria. Let's hope not.
Okay.
Male grey whales are generally smaller than females. Did you know that? The female whale is bigger than the male, and they average 43 feet in length.
Okay. All right. Yeah, I was wondering how it relates to 43.
How does someone know this? Like, are people there with giant tape measures just measuring whales?
It'd be the dream job, wouldn't it?
Yeah. So first thing you've got to do is identify if it's male or female. Mm. And then
how
once
do you
do that? Do you know what? I don't know. I'm not into sexy in whales. Are you?
No. It's not really where I want to confess my kinks, but maybe. I don't know. What's the next fact off?
Give me a second, Joe, as I've just lost it. I was just thinking about sex in whales rather than sex in whales. How many muscles are needed to frown? Have a guess.
Ooh, I'm saying 43.
You're right, Joe, 43 muscles to frown. No need to frown, Jofers, unless you're trying to work out those muscles. Mm. And 43 quintillion ways that you can arrange a Rubik's Cube.
Quintillion? What's a quintillion?
It just sounds big. Don't ask me. It's a massive number, 43 quintillion.
Can you do a Rubik's Cube?
I had a go again recently, and I learned a method to do it. I remember having one in the 80s. And I had a book, and you had to follow all these ridiculous amount of instructions. I could never just sort of do it without reading the instructions. It'd take me hours, and then I just went on YouTube recently, and it's really quite easy if you follow the instructions. I still haven't mastered it without the instructions, and I've got better things to do in my life.
Did you just buy coloured stickers and just put them on?
Just
and
rearrange it, or Sharpies works as well, I found.
Easiest
can you
way to
do it,
it,
Jofers?
No, I've never even tried, to be fair.
You just... grew up in modern times, didn't you? You had more things to do than sit there.
I had a
sheltered
life. I wasn't on the streets playing with Rubik's Cubes like you in the ghetto.
It was a tough life, mate.
It was a tough life.
That's your 43 number facts, Jofers.
Beautiful. Okay. I look forward to seeing which one is incorporated into my challenge later.
What would you prefer? Do you want to swim with the whales and sex whales. Do something with chess on Rubik's cubes, maybe balancing on them, or I don't
know.
I like
the Austria one. I could do with a holiday.
Let's see what we can do for you, Jofers. Yeah, we'll book you a holiday. Jofers, what's coming up? Can you remember anything?
Yeah, so the main thing is chess terms. We're going to go through some chess terminology because there's a lot of people out there who might be new to chess. And there's a lot of different words, different languages. There's some French words and there's some German words, etc. We're going to be recapping on the challenges, possibly the funniest challenge we've had yet. It was kind of weird, kind of inbred, kind of... It was so good.
It was everything you want in a challenge, wasn't it?
Oh, it's the stuff we dream of. And it was... I don't even remember what your challenge was. I don't think you did it.
Well, we'll get on to that after. I may or may not have done it. You don't know at this stage, Jofers.
I've got a good exceptionally loving this week that I look forward to sharing. What else have we got? Some chess club updates, etc. about the tournaments. As usual. Some giveaways. We've got all the good stuff coming.
Yeah, we've got some giveaways in our chess club news, haven't we? Oh, Jofers looking good. Before we do that, let's thank our supporters. I keep calling them Patreons, but that's the name of the thing, isn't it? People who support us on Patreon. Thank you so much as usual for helping to make this happen. If anyone else wants to support us, go to Patreon and support us. That's pretty good, wasn't it, Jofers? Do you think that'll inspire people this week?
Oh, maybe we're gonna have billions coming over now.
I think so. There's other ways to support us. You can follow the show, you can share the show, you can send Joe underwear, used, unused. He doesn't care, do you, Jofers?
Well, Grandma and Mama are our biggest supporters, so maybe excluding them. Anyone else is welcome. But you think, you know what? Don't discriminate. Grandma, Mom, send them over.
Oh, Joe. It's disgusting. Jofers, how are you getting on with your new underpants? You bought some last week, didn't you? Or 2 weeks
ago now? They're
okay.
They're good, you know. They're overrated. They don't fit. They don't really feel good. They have been suffocating my genitalia and thigh muscles at work every day. So, but other than that, it's nice to have new boxers. But yeah,
you're regretting it, aren't you?
Yeah, and I looked on Amazon as well. So I spent £38 on these. I don't know if they're like some kind of luxury boxers or something, but the ones on Amazon, you can get them for like £5-10.
Yeah, could I just say £38 on how many pairs?
Five
for £38, so about six, we established some £6.20 or something, £6.30 a pair, something like that.
Shocking.
I don't think that's a lot, Joe. And Amazon, are they going to be from a sweatshop, man? I know you're putting your own sweat in them anyway, and your balls are literally a sweatshop, but they're going to be coming. You don't get them on Amazon, just buy the expensive ones, Jofers. People, donate boxes to Jofers, just send them in. Email
preferably
us, we'll
not
give you an address to send them to.
It
doesn't matter
the
second that. You don't care, do you? Holes in them. And we had a great idea in the week. So this week I was over at Jofer's house. We were in his lodge chatting. And we've decided to get one of Joe's holy underpants. He's looking at me now, aren't you, Jofer's? Like, what the fuck are you talking about? We're going to get some of Joe's holy underpants. You choose whether they're washed or unwashed. We're going to frame them. He's going to sign a certificate of authenticity, and we're just going to put them up for sale, aren't we, Joe?
Yeah, can a certificate of authenticity just be like one skid mark down the middle, like the Joe skid mark?
Whatever you want. Can you sign your name with your asshole? Is that something you
It's the only talent I have. It's a weird party trick to pull out of parties, but yeah, I can't see many people signing up for the boxes.
I mean, the O should be pretty simple to do, but the other three, the O's just essentially a stamp of your unwiped
My devil's
bunghole,
on your ring.
Isn't it? Yeah, your devil's on your ring. Oh, Jofrey, you're going to be getting so many boxer shorts this week, you won't know what to do with them. So, yeah, we're going to put Joe's pants up for sale, framed, special edition, complete with holes, stains, everything you'd want in a pair of pants. Jofrey's. Let's just have a quick chat about episode 42, the last episode.
Yeah, that was a good episode.
It was, do you know what? I really enjoyed that episode. It was really good. And in that episode, so I've done a bit of fact checking. You referred to something as the Vag Chainsaw, I think.
Well, so, I said, I simply narrated a fact that the chainsaw was originally invented to quote unquote, I think I said to hack away at the vag during. I didn't word it very well, but it was it was for childbirth, and they would hack away at the vag
during childbirth. I think was your exact words.
It's something like that, but which is true. And yeah,
well, I doubted you, didn't I? I said, Joe, that isn't the case. I looked it up on Google.
Yep,
I found it wasn't the case at all.
Oh.
I then picked you up on this, yep. And then you said it is how it is. So I rechecked, and actually. You're right. It was.
It's not just a weird made-up fact.
It was invented by Scottish doctors John Aitken and James Jeffrey. It was designed as a flexible saw, and it was to speed up the process of widening the pubic cartilage.
Yep.
And it was developed to cut away flesh, cartilage, bone from the mother during childbirth if the baby became stuck in the birth canal.
I told you, all I have is good facts, so it's and you doubted me, you really went after me as well, in front of my mum saying, oh, you're a liar, this and that, and then, yeah, I knew it.
Well, as a way of apology, Joe, and I'm so sorry for doubting your vaginal chainsaw stories.
You're going to use the vag chainsaw as an apology?
I am going to use a vag chainsaw on your vag later as an apology. So... What I did actually do was look up some other medical tools that I thought were funny or horrible. So did you know that there was something called a resuscitation tobacco enema? And it was used to resuscitate a victim of drowning. And how this would work was a rectal tube would be inserted into the anus, connected to a fumigator and bellows filled with tobacco smoke. The smoke then forced into the patient's anus, where it was thought that the warmth of the smoke would boost respiration.
Jeez.
And that's where the phrase blowing smoke up someone's arse comes from.
Shut up.
That's
really
what it said. I'm going to source all these facts.
And this is just for someone who was drowning?
Yeah. It says a number of medical conditions.
Wow, I wish I didn't know how to swim.
You just need to find someone who smokes and has got bellows, and I'm sure you've got the equipment that will go up your arse already, and then they just need to attach it.
Combine the two.
This one, not as disgusting, but it was an artificial leech. You know, they used to use leeches to blood it. Well, they designed this leech for eye and ear surgery, and the leeches were basically metal thing with rotating knives or lancets, and they punctured the skin and then a cylindrical syringe that would get the blood out.
Oh,
that sounds nasty, doesn't it?
That's grim.
This one, ecrasias. Now, these were used to treat hemorrhoids piles in the 1800s. What they do, they loop the chain at the top end of the instrument over your bleeding pile and then use ratchet levers at the bottom to crush it, resulting in strangulation and preventing blood circulation to the afflicted area. Is also used for treating cervical cysts, anything like that, really. Crushing mechanism resulted in less bleeding than with a scalpel.
My God. Haven't you got a funny story about hemorrhoids or piles, or am I thinking of someone else?
I have. No, that is me. As I was reading that, I thought, shit, Joe's going to ask me my story about...
That's why I opened it up like that, where you could have said, oh, no, it must have been someone else. But yeah, if you're going to admit
it... That was somebody else. That was somebody else. Yeah, it wasn't me. Yeah, yeah. I might tell that one later. I'm just over in my head, I'm going over how embarrassing this story is.
I don't think it's embarrassing.
Or for the doctor. I don't know, but...
Okay, just tell the story.
I don't think he plays chess, but anyway, exactly. It doesn't matter. Not with my hemorrhoids. That's it. That's the roundup of medical implement news for this week. Maybe we should talk some chess, Joe, first.
Let's do it.
Should we go straight for chess club or chess week? What do you fancy?
I ain't really had a chess week, so should we chess club it?
You haven't had a chess club either, mate. You joined one tournament when I was with you, and the tournament didn't even go ahead.
Yeah, but at least I tried. It's the it's more than I do most weeks.
Okay, well, I tell you what. I'm going to talk about my chess week, and part of it is to do with your chess week anyway. So two things we did together chess-wise. One was you playing chess mouth chess, which was amazing, and we'll discuss after. Thank the you. Second one, we had a great chat, didn't we, with Aidan Rayner?
Oh, we did. Okay, yeah, that was my chess week as well.
So, Aidan's going to be coming on the show at some point. Aidan is a conceptualization expert,
mm-hmm.
or visualization expert. Bloody hell, nice guy as well.
Funny guy as well.
Funny guy, nice. It was great chat. We had a good quick chat with him, and he's going to be coming on soon. I've been trying out his stuff as well. I've been signed up for an account on his site and have been going through the lessons. Do you know there's some really, really good tips on there that I just never thought of before? I don't want to give them all away because it's paid for content. But as an example, just one of them, to decide if a square is black or white. Like if you said to me E3,
yeah,
and I could just tell you if it's black or white.
Go on. D7.
D7 is light.
How come?
Because there's a few ways on his site. He said D is equivalent to number 4.
Yep.
So 4 is even, 7 is odd.
Yep.
If an odd and an even go together, then it's a light square.
Really?
And if it's odd or odd, it's always a dark, or even and even, it's always dark.
No way. Okay, that's interesting. Yeah, I had no idea.
And he uses this cage system, just like in the guitar, cage system for determining this. I'm not going to go into too much. It's paid for content on his website, which is called something. And I'll put that in the show notes if anybody wants to go over to Aidan's website.
Lovely. Now, it's going to make for a good interview. Like I said, he's a funny guy. He's a nice guy. And unlike us, he actually knows what he's talking about. So, yeah, he'll make for a good chat.
Yeah, we'll do that. Other than that, all I've done this week, I've been rewatching a few Robert Ramirez videos on his Pierce system. And I've discovered something that I can actually win at in chess.
Oh, go on.
1 minute bullet, no increment.
Oh, I've been playing a lot of that recently, to be fair.
Yeah, for me, I've just been finding that I'm only winning because I'm playing people at my level. And it just comes down to who can move fastest rather than who plays better chess.
And most people at your level tend to be two-year-olds who don't have the dexterity to move the mouse quick enough.
Exactly, and I think that is why I'm winning. But I'm using like system openings, so it's quite easy to just... They do catch you out, though. People know you're playing a system and then just push
if they know you're playing
the
London, they pre-move and take your bishop, innit?
Yeah, and I play the Pierce, so they're moving forwards and taking my knight with the pawn as I'm about to fianchetto. But, yeah, they're so greedy. But I'm enjoying it. Enjoying winning a few matches. It's I haven't played longer chess for a bit. I need to do that again. I think I had a couple of games. Didn't do great.
I'll see you in our bullet tournament on Wednesday then. I look forward to it.
Okay, well, let's talk about that. So Wednesday is... What is Wednesday, Joe, first?
Wednesday is Average Joe's Chess Tournament Day. So we've got 8 tournaments all on a Wednesday. So we used to have one every day of the week, Monday, Tuesday, you know, the days of the week. but we thought, oh, let's scrap it. Let's just have it on one day. And then we'll have 8 different ones. So depending on what time you can actually make it, work commitments and time zones and whatnot. Mm-hmm. So it's just like 8 or so different tournaments. So we'll have some bullets, some blitz, etc. We'll actually turn up for these, unlike the other ones.
What I like is, as well, when you say 8 or so, do you mean 14? Because that's how many there are.
Yes. 8 or so is, 14.
Yeah, we just put 14 tournaments on. So they start at 6 p.m. with the Devil's Onion Ring, which is a 1 minute plus 1 second increment bullet.
Mm-hmm.
At 7 p.m., I'm not going to read them all out. 7 p.m. is the Average Joe's Chess and Chill Arena, 3-2. We're trying to time it, and we thought 6 p.m., quick, fast one to kick off with. They're all half hour. They're all unrated. There's a mixture of 2-1s, 3-2s, 5-2s. There's a 960, the Holy Grape Smugglers 960 Arena at 11 p.m. The one that you're particularly fond of, Joe, is the Rapid in the Bedroom Arena. That's... 10 minutes. There's also one I noticed that I have called Blitz when it's clearly Bullet. And that I did it on purpose, obviously, because I always get confused. Oh, no, that was a theme from earlier episodes. I always got it wrong. So sort of to make people remember that with fondness, I decided to call this the wrong thing. They go on from 6 p.m. and then they all repeat from 1 a.m. through to 7 a.m. Most people around the world could join, but we thought we'd incentivize this set of tournaments, didn't we? So we've got a competition, Jofus, have we not?
We have indeed. So is it just whoever enters the most tournaments will win, and whoever... Oh, I can't remember. You tell me.
Have you not got the notes in front of you anymore? Did you just ditch that at some point?
No, I was having an audio problem, so I switched back to my audio platform.
I'm gonna let me do this bit, Joe, first, please.
You go for it, mate.
Please let me.
Oh, you.
Okay, so basically, we're gonna give away 3 1-month diamond memberships. You can win it for yourself. You can tell us you don't want it, and you'll give it to somebody else. Or you're already a diamond member, then you just get a 1-month extension or a 3-month in your membership. So what we're going to do, the winner of the 10 p.m. tournament, UK time, gets a membership. And if it doesn't go ahead, the winner of the next tournament, because we need 4 people in each tournament for it to go ahead, which doesn't sound like much, and hopefully we will get 4 people in each one. We're also going to, if you enter any tournament that goes ahead, you're in the draw for a membership as well. And finally, as Jofa said, whoever enters the most tournaments that actually go ahead in that 12, 13 hour period will also get a diamond membership. This obviously also relies on Jofa's and myself fact checking all of this. So it could go massively wrong, couldn't it? In which case, Joe gets the diamond membership.
Ah, oh, beautiful.
Jofa's, I think that is pretty much our chess club, isn't it? So join the chess club. It's Average Joe's chess club on chess.com. You can Google it. You can go to chess.com and find it. And you could even be our 300th member, because we only need about 4 more and we're there on 300. Oh, you know what else we've got going on in there while I remember? I have been, because I've been doing Aidan's course, I thought I'd try the chess.com visualization game thing on the phone, where on the app. You know where it gives you a square, it says something like D2, and you have to press it quickly with coordinates up. I've put it in the forum on the club. I've put my record, which currently stands at 20. It's already been beaten by Southern Run Michael, who got 21. He's our current leader. We've had a girl in there as well, which you'll know what I'm on about if you listened to last week. So we, just see what scores you get. Post them in that forum. I'm pleased with my 20, but I think there's going to be people out there smashing it. There's going to be people getting many, much more than me. But Jofa, what's your record? Have you tried it ever?
I think I got... No, I've never tried it. No, I was thinking of something else. I was thinking of the puzzle rush thing, in it.
Oh, yeah. We haven't touched upon that for a while, have we? Who's our current puzzle rush leader?
Yeah, I'll have a look. But now let me try the chess visualization thing. You know me, I like a little challenge.
Have a go. See what you think. Same for everyone out there. Have a go. Say again, mate. Talking of challenges, we'll come to that in a second, Jofa's.
Okay.
I was also just going to say, our chess shop, I'm put a post in the forum about that. We've kept the coupon Sniff My Bishop, where you get 25% off. We've kept that active for 1 more week, then it's back to full price for the time being. So worth getting over the shop. I've asked people for feedback on the forum. Was that a good idea, Jofa's, or a bad idea?
Only time will tell. I think we're about to get slagged off big time.
Get on the forum, slag us off, support us, go over to the shop, support us. There's some good chess merch over there, and it's growing. We're putting more on all the time. If you've got any ideas for chess merch, let us know as well. Jofa's, you were talking challenges, weren't you, then? Should we do that?
Let's do it. Hit me up, Al. How was your challenge? I don't think you even did a challenge this week, did you?
Well, you challenged me to play drunk chess, didn't you?
I did, and I seem to remember, I think me and you shared a few ciders, not enough to get pissed. I wanted you to get absolutely blackout drunk, which you didn't. I think you got a little bit tipsy. You seemed happy. I didn't want you happy. I wanted you kind of throwing up and still trying to, just stumbling about. So I feel like you could have gone a lot harder.
The thing is, Joe, I was up for it.
Mm-hmm.
The reason, I'm going to turn into Alan Sugar. The reason for the failure of this task. Did I sound like him?
Not even slightly, but carry on.
It's you, Jofa's. You're the reason for the failure. Don't blame me for not doing my challenge. I came prepared. I asked you, have you got any spirits? Get some whiskey. I've got to go to work in the morning. I'm a bit tired as well. This is what all the vibe I was getting from you all night.
I'm not being funny. It was your challenge. I'm not going to fucking spend 50 quid on whiskey for you.
What else happened? I parked my car blocking your drive. Your car's on the drive.
Who drives when they know they're going to get pissed?
I drove because I had all the... I don't know why I drove. Anyway, I left the car outside and I said to you, Joe, I don't mind getting drunk, but I'm not moving my car. You're going to have to walk to work in the morning.
Fine.
And you weren't up for it.
You're such a little bitch. Honestly.
I would have... I would have done it. You said, this is how you sold it to me. Oh, we'll both get drunk. It's Wednesday night.
Bullshit.
Average Joe's Chess Club night. We'll play. Oh, imagine the chat we're going to have with people and so on. Yeah, we managed 3 cans of cider between us.
Mm-hmm.
That was it, wasn't it?
I'm sorry, so, did you I'm have happy. Work the next day? I did. I had to wake up at bloody 6 o'clock. Bullshit.
I had average Joe's Chess business. That takes up most of my time, Joe Fez. Listen, we're arguing over something not worth arguing over here, Joe. You know what? We'll get drunk at Easter when we meet up next. But I want you to do that with me and play chess.
Deal. But I mean, you're going to be getting drunk a lot sooner based on next week's challenge, but we'll get to that.
I don't drink, Joe Fez. I hardly drink. I suppose it makes it a cheap night for me.
Exactly.
Your challenge, Joe Fez, care to tell us about that? I mean, we've got some audio we're going to play in a bit as well, but tell us your experience. Tell us, do you want to recap what it was?
Well, the interesting thing about my challenge is that I actually did it. So that was
for
good.
Once. Joe did a challenge. If you're listening, so I clap your hands. It. Round of applause. Well done, Joe Fez.
Thank you.
It's a first.
So essentially, it was a new form of chess that you came up with where I had to move the over-the-board chess pieces just with my mouth rather than my hands. But if I knocked over a piece or did anything like that, then I would have to choose either swallow or stash. And basically, this is referring to the fact that you had an assorted range of frozen vegetables and frozen sausages and frozen fruits and stuff. And I would have to basically say, I'm either going to swallow whatever you've got behind your back, which sounds awful. I'm going to swallow whatever you're holding behind your back, or I'm going to shove it down my pants. But you wouldn't tell me what it is. And so I'd have to make my decision blind. I wouldn't know whether you got, it could be a frozen mango or a frozen sausage.
Exactly.
So I ended up having, I swallowed some frozen mango. That was nice.
Can I just add, Joe, Fez, there was a second option there, which was, I'm not cruel. I'm not harsh. People are going to be looking at me bad for this. I did say, if you had a frozen food item in your pants, but it was irritating you, you could take it out and switch and swallow it.
Yeah, that's it's so I'm kind of you.
I'm a fair man.
A fair man. That's a really nice option, that is.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah, those frozen broccoli. Frozen spinach was my favourite. Did you know frozen spinach gets very sticky and slimy when it's on your ball sack? Many people know that. So.
I knew that. Yeah, of course.
Yeah. I don't know if I have radioactive like balls or whether just the heat in the lodge just makes things like melt upon touch. But then ice cubes, in contrast, they don't melt. They stay cold when they're touching your nutsack, and that wasn't nice. The annoying thing as well is I've listened to the audio back and I shriek like a little girl when the ice cubes hit, and it sounds like I'm putting it on, but I swear to God, you don't know how painful it is until you've it's horrible. I'm reliving it.
It was such a fun night, I've got to say. What I really loved was your total lack of sort of tactical awareness, in the sense of you wore a cap with a peak.
Yeah.
So every time you're bending over picking up a piece, not only can you not see the pieces in front of the peak, when you moved your head back, you were knocking pieces over with the peak.
It's true. I was having a bad hair day, so I made a tactical decision to wear a cap and it backfired.
I've got hair.
I know.
But the thing was, you were actually getting quite good at it. It started off badly and then you got quite good at it. I think you were enjoying having things in, like pieces in your mouth and stuff. You were enjoying that, moving them around. Mm-hmm. Your chess was pretty bad, but I think you were trying to lose.
It's more, it's hard to focus when you've literally got melting balls. It was horrible. And also, I had you just taking the piss out of me constantly, saying that I was making weird suction sounds and stuff when I wasn't.
It was gross. It was really, it's turning me off, that was.
Sorry, was you expecting to go into this challenge to get turned on? Because that was never going to be the outcome.
Well, I'm not saying. I mean, there's like, you've got that snow leopard in there.
True.
So, what's it called? So, Joe's got a full-size snow leopard in his lodge made out of a ceramic material called Rocco. Is that
it's
right?
It's not mine. It's my brother's, but it's...
Yeah, sure. but you share it, don't you?
Not like that, but yeah, we do.
So basically, we've got some audio to play, but I just want to say we didn't think to record the audio from the start, did we? In fact, what we did was record video, which is great because that's going on Patreon. We've got a little montage of Joe doing this task. All that's going on our Patreon for paid members over there. So get over, take a look at that. $2, that's all it'll cost someone, Joe, for us to watch you moving chess pieces with your mouth. But the audio footage is great, but when you listen to this in a minute, Joe's already got broccoli in his underpants, and, as usual. And the bit that got me, Joe, first, was you start off with the broccoli. I think you chose, did you choose pants or swallow?
Pants, yeah, pants.
So you chose stash. So I gave you the broccoli, you stashed it in there. I was standing about, what would you say, about 5 foot away from you filming and so on. And after about the first 3 or 4 minutes after you screaming away and telling me how cold it was, you pulled the broccoli out, didn't you? And then what happened?
So the broccoli had been rustling on my scrotal sack for about a few minutes. And it just got too cold for me in the end. So I took it out and I just instinctively threw it. And it happened to hit you in the mouth, which I apologise for.
My open mouth, it hit me in the open mouth. I had your ball broccoli in my mouth.
No, it brought us closer, though. I feel like I know as a person after that experience.
It's true. It's true. It was very cheesy. Cheesy tasting broccoli and salty. Salty, cheesy, frozen ball broccoli. Should we play this audio? Let everyone have a go.
Let's play it. Can I also? Yeah, let's play it and then I'll talk afterwards.
Right.
All right, go for it, Joe. You're attacked.
There's so many innuendos about me having to put this bishop in my mouth. I don't even. I'm just gonna retreat it. Do I do the tongue move or do I just?
It's up to you. You don't know how close the peak of your cap was to my queen.
Oh. That was close.
Do you have to do that sucky noise?
Just fuck off.
Don't put me off when I'm moving.
It's unnecessary, man. You could just literally...
Do one with your mouth, Al. Just one. Just try it. You'll never go back. Honestly. Once you've tried it.
No.
Whack that up there.
Ooh.
Coming for your big boy.
You're coming for my big boy.
I'm coming for your big boy.
Oh, I don't do that.
Right, go on then, big boy.
Are you surprised at how good I'm actually doing it with my mouth?
I can tell this isn't the first time you've had things in your mouth.
Years of experience have been leading up to this moment.
Yep, I can tell.
Are you not put off by all the slobber around the board?
It does put me off. It's disgusting. It's horrible.
You know what, Al? I am breaking through on your control.
Yeah. Oh, taking the bishop.
There you go.
That's actually a really good move by me.
It's a great move, yeah.
Didn't mean it. You know what? I'm in a decent position.
Ooh.
I'm getting quicker as well. It's
you're getting
very
so
fun.
Quick at it. There you go.
There we go. Oh, that is very slobbery.
A little thing. Move that.
Mando! Woo! Take your pick, Joe, first. You ready? You don't get
you
to
pick
two.
It first.
I pick it. You get to...
I saw you peeking. Okay. No peeking.
Okay, here we go. I've got it in my hand.
I'm swallowing it.
Swallow.
Yeah.
Are you sure you don't want this in your pants?
No.
Here you go. Open your hand. There you go.
Oh, what is that?
Frozen spinach.
No, I can't.
A cube of frozen spinach. You put it in your pants. Don't forget it.
That is rough. I forgot how cold it was. The broccoli's got warm now, but that is cold. Can I get an infection from frozen spinach on the chop side?
Of course you can.
I'll get an infection if you make me eat it. I like it what you're making down
my Jaff side's going to turn into a Popeye. He's either one who eats spinach all the time.
Yeah. Your cock's going to be massive. And
it's going to be so strong.
Muscles.
Muscles
in your dick.
I need to rearrange. I need to even it onto the other nut. There we go.
Oh, man.
That is
what
cool.
Are you making down there? Broccoli and cheese with a... broccoli and spinach with a cheese sauce?
Yeah. Oh, this is horrible.
Where did you move?
There.
Oh, watch it. That was really
I almost
violation.
Touched it. Almost. It's so sensual, yet so weird. And
What I like is you started with odds anyway. Well, I had the odds because you had, pieces missing.
I think I'm going to have pieces missing whilst this spinach wears into my balls.
Are you wearing your new boxer shorts?
Oh, yeah. Uh-huh.
You might have some green stains to explain.
The brown ones I can't explain.
Imagine if I forget to take the spinach out and then I see. I end up in a... I don't even want to say, but yeah, that'd be a hard one to explain.
What, spinach, if you're in an accident, emergency with spinach in your crotch?
More if I'm in a...
Well, if you're in an accident, let's say, and you go and they pull your pants down and there's defrosted spinach and broccoli in your pants.
What do you mean you've never seen this before?
Even if they're not in your pants, but you've got these green stains.
It's an awkward one. That either way, smell of no spinach. No, I promise you, I was just doing something with my uncle. We were making content.
Is your uncle Popeye or something? No. I'll give you a check there.
I shall block the check.
That's sorry. Such a disgusting noise. You're blocking the check. I'll have that. Yeah, I'm already pieces down.
I just want to get the game fucking done.
You're trying to lose.
I'm not actually worried about the game.
Is that what you said?
That's exactly what I said.
You're lucky. I haven't brought out the chicken nugget yet.
Is that a euphemism?
The bishop's hog. Ooh, you love putting that bishop in your mouth.
Fucking love it.
There we go. Bishop's off the board. Oh, I touched the wet bishop.
Oh, you've got it so tough, haven't
my
you?
My hand is
I really feel for you all.
Oh, not another wet piece. I didn't think this through, did I?
It's an intense game.
Who balances a mic on a radiator?
Who puts spinach on their cock? None of this is normal.
Is it not? You ask at work tomorrow what your colleagues got up to last night. I'm actually touching pieces with my sleeve now. I don't want any more of your spitty wetness.
What have you done with that?
Is tuck it, I've tuck it.
Yes.
Oh, that. Okay, I'm going to check you. Oh, I touched some board slobber.
We're going to have to chuck this board, aren't we?
Oh, disgusting.
We're moving up. There you go.
I haven't knocked a piece over for a while.
I know, I'm getting good.
You are getting good.
And I am getting used to the spinach on the old
ball sack. I'm scared to touch pieces now.
Yeah.
You're getting used to spinach on the ball sack.
Yeah. I don't think I'll be able to ever enjoy life without spinach on the scrotal
again. Scrotal spinach.
I've got no moves, have I?
You've got no moves.
It's melting. Oh, no. Oh, no, I'm taking it out.
Why? You can't take out the cock. Don't put it on the sofa. Your mum will kill you. Move your cock spinach off the sofa.
If that doesn't kill... Oh, my God. Oh. Oh, this is horrible.
Just stop putting your hands in your pants.
I didn't think of how... Oh, I've got one in the old... Oh, this is horrible now.
Oh yeah, that spinach is shredded. It'll be your pubes will be full of it.
Oh man,
Joe, seriously, man.
I'm gonna have to shower. That's bad.
You are. Oh no, you what? You're gonna have to shower.
Yeah, I shouldn't make it sound like such a punishment.
Joe, who's been to the gym tonight, is gonna have to shower before going to bed.
Oh yeah, it doesn't shine me in the best of lights.
I think I don't want to touch it, but move your cock spinach off the sofa. It melts.
You have to call it cock spinach. Yeah. Oh, touch that.
Sorry, put it back.
I'm going to refreeze it. No, genuinely.
I am not touching your cock spinach.
It's soft on the side. Oh. Okay, open the door, I'll check it out.
You know what I'm thinking?
Go on.
Put it back, and we'll put it back in the spinach bag.
I imagine.
Refreeze it. Your mum will make a spinach curry this week, and she won't find out till she listens to the podcast.
Imagine. Oh, this is spicy.
And then throw your cock spinach into the garden.
Go for the...
Dirty bastard.
High five.
Have you still got ball broccoli?
A little bit.
Right. My move.
Yeah.
There you go. You can't move into check as far as I'm aware. Shit. That's a penalty. That's a frozen penalty.
No. That's an honest mistake.
That's a frozen penalty.
Show me in the rule book.
Right. Okay, let's describe the situation. You're king against 1, 2, 3, 4 pawns. And a rock. I need to finish this, don't I? For everyone's sake.
Put me out of my misery.
This one needs to end.
Oh, I've got your
pawn. Oh, no! You knocked it with your cat.
Nah, you did that.
I didn't.
Bullshit. Oh, did I actually knock that?
Yeah, no, I knocked.
Oh, thank God.
Go on. But you do need more frozen food in your pants.
Load me up, man. We don't have to do it just when I knock a piece over.
Really? Okay.
Yeah, I'll take a bit of frozen. Then
tell me, you ready?
Yeah, something that won't stain my new box. £38, Al.
£38. What? Yeah, they're black. You'll be right. You've already put white stains in. What? what do you want? No, don't get choice. Mouth, stash, or swallow?
Swallow.
It's a frozen chicken nugget.
Oh, that's going to make me ill, isn't it?
It's corn, it's all right.
Yeah, but...
You have to eat it like a lollipop.
Put it in your pants. Smiles, Al.
Put it in
it smiles. I'm not putting it in my pants. I spent 38 quid on very nice fragranted boxes. I'm not putting a chicken nugget in there.
Put it in your bastard pants.
You put it in yours.
Let me smell it.
It just smells like your dick.
How do you know? Your girlfriend told me. Put it
They can go on the outside.
No!
I don't want to catch a ball infection.
You're not going to get a ball infection. It's just breadcrumbs and corn.
No, I'm opting out of that one because right, I don't okay. Even knocked it over.
Okay, you're caught.
All right, open up the pants. I'm just going to load you up here.
Go on.
Just a random set of ice cubes.
Okay. Oh, that is cold. Go on, you have one. Just to even it out.
Chuck it out the window. Chuck it out the door.
Oh shit!
What? So you throw me one of your cocks?
How can you make your move?
I'm gonna make my move. I want to think about this one a little minute. It's a tough move to make.
Oh, no.
Do I promote that porn?
Genuinely, like, all jokes aside, it's really hurting.
It's hurting.
Yeah. It's getting harder to do the moves.
Okay, okay. Promote me to a queen. That's a queen. We'll remember. I don't want to touch your mouth, queen. Oh, you nearly knocked my king over then. You're just trying to lose. Yep. I can
trying to put myself
doing.
Into a checkmate in that. Okay. Hello from the door. I'm going to have to chuck these out.
No, don't. You can't chuck them out. That wasn't in the rules. Check.
Yeah, pretty much frozen.
Check. Come on. You've only got one legal move here.
We've got that one.
Oh, okay.
Finish me off, big boy.
Check. Do you want that chicken nugget?
No.
I go. Oh, it's a tough one to
finish me off.
Finish me off.
F7.
F7, you reckon? With what?
No, I was going to... Oh, wait. That's not a legal move. Wait, just bloody B7 with the queen?
It's not
cut me off.
No, it's not checkmate. Your move. Your
nah,
move there.
B7.
It's not checkmate. You can move.
I'll just make a fucking move. Ah, oh, you motherfucker.
Oh, B7. Did I do B8? Oh, what? My mistake.
There you go.
Okay, what would you suggest to
him? I would suggest king, not doing a chess
king,
podcast with my uncle.
The king into it.
And I will throw one of these soggy ice cubes.
There we go,
Jokers.
Checkmate.
Where?
Is it? Trying to bloody lie.
Oh, sorry.
No, no, we've got to play on.
I'm an honest guy.
You're too honest, Jokers. Too honest. I'm going to ladder mate you.
There we go.
But before I do that, I'm going to promote these extra pawns.
You're such a cop.
Only two more pawns to promote. Here we go. It's like
you made an illegal move. Game over. There we go.
Let's start again. Alright. Jokers, let's call it a check, mate. Just get your hands out of your pants. Go on. Out you go. Go out. Jokers, did you enjoy the challenge?
Weirdly, the ice on the bollocks wasn't too bad. The spinach was a weird one.
Because that was lovely.
The spinach was a weird one, but the ice was lovely.
Was it?
The spinach felt horrible because it goes soggy and... It sounds like I'm doing it over the top, but when it actually hits, it's horrible. It's rough, isn't it?
Nice.
You get used to it. I am going to have to wash my scrotal area. Again. Imagine if one of us... God forbid one of us lost our life tonight and they have to do like a crime scene investigation here. It's like, what happened here?
Piece of ice. Oh, it's obvious you're a butt crack.
We think they fucked a spinach and a slow leopard. Yeah, so the biggest low point of doing it for me was, I mean, you remained downstairs. I was heading to bed because I had work in about 7 hours. And I went upstairs and I just thought to myself, it's a weeknight. I've got work in the morning. And I'm here just washing frozen, well, melted spinach off of my nutsack. And it literally, it got everywhere. It stained my pants. It stained everything. And I was just thinking, like, I'm just not going anywhere in life. Like, how have I ended up like this? How is this me at 28? Like, yeah, it's just like a really profound coming of age experience. I was like, is this really what my life is?
Yeah, 28, standing at the sink. What has my life come to? Washing frozen spinach, picking it out my pubes. Oh. And it's all down to my uncle.
Yep. The weird turn of events.
Wow, that is a weird turn of events. Do you feel better for it?
It was weirdly
like... Did it develop you?
Well, you know, you get like face masks made out of like coconut and stuff. I essentially had a testicle mask made out of spinach and I think they look younger for it. They have never looked so invigorated.
Oh, one of my favourite bits as well was... so I hope you all listened to the full 12 minutes there. It was a bit long, but it lasted a lot longer than that. We edited it down to those 12 minutes, but it was a lot longer than that. But one of the best bits I liked was the chicken corn nugget that you refused to put in. And you're like, it smells. It did smell. That was so fun. So has your mum cooked any, is she using the frozen spinach yet that we put back in the bag?
Well, we're just using my boxes as freezer space now, so like whenever the freezer overspills, it just goes straight in my my boxes. It was a weird challenge, to say the least. I dread to think what you've got lined up for me this week.
It's not too bad. I'll get onto that. I just wanted to also say that wasn't it fun? Wasn't that a fun challenge to do?
It was.
I mean, I could see us doing more of that. And I would love it if other people did it and send us in their audio or maybe not their video. But it'd be great. I mean, send what you want. We don't care, each do we? We don't mind. Yeah.
That was a good night, man. We were pissing ourselves and it was all... And like we said, like even if the camera wasn't on and the audio wasn't on, it was just a good night in general. It was just hilarious.
It was a great night for a Wednesday. So, yeah, send us your footage to averagejoeschess@gmail.com and Joe and myself will get back to you and let you know how. Maybe you could challenge somebody, Jofers, at this could game. Be. Somebody could out there could challenge you. We'll meet.
Imagine me Jofers versus like Wesley So or something.
Whoa. You know what? I like emailing people. I might email a few GMs with the game, the rules. Magnus probably be up for it, I'm sure.
He'd be up for
and
it.
And we'll try and get this done. I was going to say, when it comes to meeting up, Joe, first, before we forget...
Is that an adjective, meeting up? Like, just preparing my meat for the next...
You might have to meet up before the next one. It's true. We're gonna. It's like meeting up, training your genitals to have the frozen food with no problem. I think so.
Yeah.
Excellent. Actually, Joe, first, I was just going to be serious here and talk about... You've got a... mention, you told me something about the Birmingham chess tournament, something or other you said mention and give a shout. Can you remember?
Yeah, there's a nice chess club in Birmingham called Checkmate, and it's run by someone who is like a friend of the show, and is running his first chess tournament. I think it's going to be in March or April. Again, we can put it in the show notes, but if you just want to look out for them on Birmingham on Instagram, I think they're called Checkmate Birmingham. And it'll be nice to have like an actual chess tournament coming to Birmingham. So I think if me and you are free, we could head down as well.
We should go. Definitely. Should. If the dates are good for Joe and myself, we're going to be there. We'll let you know if you want to come and meet Joe and myself. We'll try and turn up at that tournament. We'll let you know close to the time. Joe first. Challenges again. Then what? Do you want me to give you yours or do you want to give me mine?
Nah, hit me up.
Jofers, I'm sorry to say, I did not realise about your near-death experience in Vienna, because...
So it is the Austrian one.
It is to do with Austria. I am so sorry about this, no Jofers. Worries. Sincerely, you know, I'm really upset that I'm giving you. So, your challenge, it's all to do with holding your breath and playing chess. So, what I want you to do is play blitz match it. So, start with bullet, 1 minute. So, that's two minutes. I don't want you to breathe once while you're playing. Okay. I want you to... Okay. Nah, nothing to do with breathing, Jofers. Don't worry. Although, that would make for a good challenge, wouldn't it?
It would.
So, your challenge is... So, Vienna, Austria, Vienna. There are two songs that I could find about Vienna.
Ooh, Vienna. Banger.
Ultravox, well done. Yeah, you've got that one. And do you know who the second one is by?
I know a song called Vienna by Mac Favascan, but I don't think it's going to be the one you're thinking of. Nah, go on.
This is Billy Joel.
Oh, okay.
But I wanted to pick you up. You know, you've got a friend, I think, in your road whose name's Joel, but you all call him Joel.
I know a Joel,
Joel. What's Joel? Why isn't he Joel? Is he posh?
He's not actually. I don't know why he's called Joel. It's a weird one, isn't it? I forgot about that.
Is it because you were all learning phonics at school and it just stuck or something,
we
Joel?
We fucked up one day and it just stuck. Yeah, I never realised it was weird until you said it out loud.
So, yeah, it's a Billy Joel song and also an Ultravox song, Vienna. I'm just going to have a quick look. What I want you to do, Jofers, is... Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. And then the crucial part, because I keep forgetting we're a chess podcast, there's the Vienna game for white.
Okay.
So I want, this is all about chess development. It's about your mental development, mental strength as well. You know, the challenge is, as I've said from day one of this podcast, I'm not random, Joe. I'm not making these things up on the day. I have planned them. This is okay. Like, to use your word, it's therapizing. Uh-huh. I'm therapizing you. So they're designed to strengthen your chest, strengthen your mind, strengthen your body, strengthen your bollocks. It's all of them are designed with a purpose. They're not just random. And today, so you're going to play the Vienna game. So you're going to need to learn a chess opening, I'm afraid, okay. Joe. But it looks like a good one for white. I think you'll have some success with that. Some GMs play. I think there's a nice gambit you can play in there as well. Loads of videos on it. Learn that. Play it as white. But I also want you to, it's a three-part thing, so that's training your chess. Then I want to do the therapy side. I want you to quote some of the lyrics in the chat if you're playing a bit of a longer game. So from either song. So for example, from the Ultravox version, you could just, like, this means nothing to me. You could just quote that in the chat. This means nothing to me. Because I know it does mean something to you. Yes, so it's also everything. About you releasing, you letting go, you giving up all these ideas of holding on to ratings and things like that, which we haven't spoke about your coveted 1800 mm-hmm. rapid rating for a while. Have you used it?
I've lost it. Yeah, lost it. I'm 1700 something now. But I haven't played in a while, so yeah, I won't be getting it back anytime soon.
Okay, and then you've also got the Billy Joel version, which are things. This is quite good for chess. Slow down, you crazy child. You're so ambitious for a juvenile. Where's the fire? What's the hurry about? You better cool it off before you burn it out. You got so much to do and only so many hours in a day. Loads in there. Slow down, you're doing fine. Loads in there that are actually more relevant to chess. So just cut and paste a few of them, put them in your chat.
Okay.
Let us know if you're getting a response. And there's a third part, aren't you lucky?
Go on.
You actually are very lucky because it involves wearing your headphones and listening on repeat to either Ultravox or the Billy Joel one or a mix of the two whilst playing chess. I think that will help your chess. You're lucky, I say, because I actually learnt to play the Ultravox version on the acoustic guitar this week. Mm. And I started recording a sample for you that involved me going sort of, but in a really annoying way, and then playing the guitar chords. And singing really badly, it means nothing to me over and over. And I just wanted you to have that loop on so that you just get... I didn't get a chance to finish it. And then I thought it was overly cruel. I thought it'll ruin you. So I didn't put that in. So that's your challenge, Joe. How are you feeling about that one?
Fine, man. Like, I mean, Ultravox, Vienna, absolute banger. The Vienna opening, I could learn a new opening. And make some friends on chess.com. There's nothing to dislike about that.
Oh, brilliant. It is a good challenge. I might also learn the Vienna this week as well, just so that... But also, I should say, in your feedback, I do want you to tell us a bit about the Vienna.
Okay. Yeah, happy days. I'll hit you up with your challenge.
Please, what you got for me?
It leads on from last week's challenge, which you kind of skipped, if you don't mind me saying so. All I want you to do is just one night this week. You got 7 nights. I just want one of those nights to be dedicated towards alcohol. Just get really drunk. Just one of the nights. It doesn't have to be all 7 nights. Just one night. It doesn't have to be blackout drunk, but get quite tipsy. And all I want you to do on that night is spend 1 hour of that night working on Average Joe's Chess drunk. So that could be creating some merchandise whilst kind of pissed off your head, or it could be making contacts or sending out some emails to clients. It could be talking to fans. It could be creating show notes for next week. I just want to see an hour's worth of drunk Average Joe's chess work, and I want to see what you come up with. I think some merchandise Jesus. Could be quite funny.
How about I'll do my challenge if you also dedicate a sober hour to Average Joe's chess?
It's not possible. I can only work on this when drunk.
hope you've enjoyed the podcast. This is probably our last podcast, I'm guessing, because I'm just going to destroy Average Joe's chess in the space of a week, aren't I?
Everyone should keep an eye on the tweets, I think, that come out this week, because there will be an hour worth of some very offensive tweets.
Shall I send some drunken tweets, drunken forum?
Yes. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
All of Joffers. Oh, man, I'm not looking for. I should enjoy that. You'll have a good time, man. But shall I film it as well?
Oh, it wasn't a requirement, but yeah, if you want to.
No, I'm not going to do that. No, okay. Nobody needs to see that.
Okay.
Thank you, Joe, for...
No worries.
Not looking forward to that challenge. Thank you very much.
You'll love it, though. Once you do it, once you have the first 6 or 7 drinks, you'll be loving life.
6 or 7. Do you know how much of a lightweight I am? The other night, I had half a can. My neighbour gave me this Japanese lager, Sapporo, I think it's called. Very fancy, strong can, as I think I told you. And I drank half a can of that lager and felt lightheaded. 6 or 7 drinks, Jofers. That's it. That's the end for me, mate. And the show. End of the show. That's it, Jofers. We've done challenges. Do you know what we've got next?
Have we got any listeners' emails or anything?
No, but it does relate to that. So earlier we were saying that we had had some people ask us if we could do some terminology, and we're doing that for the topic.
Okay.
However, I thought we haven't done this for a while. I thought I'd throw in a little quiz for you as well.
Come on, hit me up.
So what I've got for you, Jofers, and everyone listening, play along. You have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 terms, chess terms, apparently. I'm doing the air quotes here. 6 chess terms, apparently. And that is how you do them, isn't it?
It looks like you're doing something else with your hands, but I'll let you off.
And basically I got all of these from, I think it's called like the Urban Slang Dictionary or something like that. I think users can just add stuff, so it's probably not all official. But there are 6 terms. I'm going to read the word. So it could be like checkmate, and then I'll give you 5 definitions or 4 definitions. You have to tell me which one is the actual definition of that word.
Okay. Let's do it.
Are you ready, Jofers?
I'm ready.
You know, should I do Quizmaster? I can't bother.
I've missed it. Okay.
Really?
Go on.
Okay. But it also my Quizmaster voice also sounds a bit like the voice of the uncle in that story.
Jofers.
Maybe it's the same person, maybe. Imagine.
Sniff
what a plot twist.
My big, beautiful bit. I've just changed my... You know, you can put a flare on chess.com, like with your diamond membership. I've got a bishop instead of a diamond now.
Hey, check you out. I like it. Very fitting.
Oh, getting all flash. So, Joffrey, your question number 1. The term is chesticles.
Oh, okay.
Is it putting chess pieces in your pants to make your balls look bigger? Tickling chess pieces, hoping that they will respond.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Challenging someone much better than you to a game of chess. Playing chess by moving the pieces with your ball sack. Chesticles.
Oh. We should make that as a tournament, imagine.
Chesticles. We could do that as one of your challenges. You've done it with your mouth.
Yep.
I wish I'd made you move them with your ball sack first, and then the next one would have been with your mouth.
Oh, God, what an absolute
dream. Actually made me wash all the chess pieces before you used them, didn't you?
But weirdly, we didn't wash them afterwards, which is kind of a little suspicious.
Chesticles. Anything, Jofers? What you got for us?
I'm going to say putting chess pieces in your pants to make them look bigger.
If you said putting chess pieces in your pants, you'd be incorrect.
Really? Go on, what's the correct
apparently
answer?
So it's, I could say, God, you've got chesticles, haven't you? And it's because you've challenged somebody much. Like you're challenging Magnus to a game of chess. You've got chesticles.
I like that.
Question number 2. The term is nutsacker.
Nutsacker.
Okay. Is it a game where if you sacrifice a piece, you get kicked in the sack?
Ooh.
A nuts game where all sacrifices must be accepted. Playing chess in bed with your nuts out, as in nuts in the sack.
Okay.
A move in chess where you knock over the opponent's piece with your nutsack.
Oh, that's such a power move. Imagine that in like the World Championship final, Magnus versus Ding or something. Ding, bam. It'd be amazing. I'm going to go with that one. Yeah, I reckon knocking over someone's piece with your balls.
If you said knocking over somebody's piece with your balls, you would possibly be correct or incorrect, as I haven't written down the correct answer.
Amazing.
I can't remember which ones I made up here, Jofers. I think I made up getting kicked in the sack. Yeah, it was the last one. You got it correct, okay. Jofers.
There we go.
I think you need more coffee. Are you yawning there?
No, that was me preparing for the nutsack entrance.
Question number 3. The Hawking test. Is it A, identifying which time control to use by looking at your games, i.e. a brief history of time? B, deciding if something is a sport by asking, could Stephen Hawking play it? C, deciding whether to play on or resign a chess match to have sex, as in the Big Bang Theory. D, the process of trying out different sized chess pieces for the perfect fit in your black hole.
Because it's the my Hawking favourite, test. I'm gonna have to go with the last one because it tickled me the most. So I'm going to go with fitting something into my black hole.
Jofers, you would be incorrect.
What?
Apparently it's deciding if something is a sport by asking, could Stephen Hawking play it?
So these are all real things?
Well, they're on slangdictionary.com, whatever that is. I mean, somebody's probably just made it up and put it in. I mean, in theory, I'd say chess is a sport. Stephen Hawking could have played it. It could have just called out the moves.
True.
Or does that mean it isn't a sport? Because you can't play... If you can't play it, it's a sport. Yeah, because like you couldn't play basketball, so it's a sport. But he could play chess.
True. So chess isn't a sport.
Apparently. Bloody hell. Chessire. Chessire. Is it the father of a chess prodigy, as in chess sire? Is it someone that is really good at chess? Is it inadvertently poking yourself in the eyes with the chess pieces, like chess ire? Is it when you desire chess more than your partner, as in chess desire, chess ire?
Some good options. I'm going to go for the father of a chess prodigy, Chessire. That sounds like the most believable.
Yeah, nah, it's answer is B. It's someone who's really good at chess, like the Messiah, the Chessire.
Okay, that makes more sense.
And your final question, Jofers, in this ridiculous quiz is chooping. Chooping. Is it A, playing chess on the bog? B, whooping every time you make a great move? C, playing the same opening over and over again, as in looping.
Okay.
Or D, annoying chess players by bending over and stooping over their game.
It's got to be playing chess on the bog, innit? Chooping, chess and pooping. It's got to be...
Not chess and stooping. Like, mate, will you stop chooping over the board?
Nah, I just think chooping as in chess... Playing chess whilst pooping is something we all do and something we all love. It's got to have a name in it.
What about if you're chooping while you're stooping?
Chooping while you're stooping? Oh, wow, this is getting too profound for me.
Jofers, you will be correct. It is.
There we go.
Chooping is pooping and playing chess.
Genuinely, I don't think there's a better combination in life.
What, chess and shit?
Yeah, for some reason, I play my best chess when I'm on the toilet.
It's surprising they haven't introduced it into over-the-board tournaments yet.
Oh, imagine. That would be so intense. Would you get, like, extra points if you do, like, a really good poo?
Maybe. They'd examine them after. So, basically, the players sit on a commode.
Yeah.
Because you wouldn't have to plumb anything in that way.
True.
Play chess. They could have a blanket discreetly placed over their lap so nobody has to... See their scrotal
event.
Broccoli and scrotal spinach and all that. They have a blanket over. They shit. It's going to be a bit smelly in the arena, but they'd probably play much better. I think what Magnus would be if he did chooping over the board tournament.
That's true. Plus, you'd avoid any kind of anal bead scandals because they'd just come out into the toilet. You'd hear like
it
clattering.
It couldn't happen.
With hands on the kit.
Examine the commode, see what they've produced. Jeez, we have hit. Should we write to FIDE?
I think we should. And imagine, like, so for like extra points, they could like poo out the position. So like poo out C4 or D3 and then, or I don't know, just like predict each other's
moves. You're getting carried away here since I said you could sign your name in your pants with your skid marks. Now you're claiming players can write their moves out with shit.
Yeah, I just, but then some people like, I think they'll poke some holes in our plan here. Like, what if you don't need the toilet? How do we get around that? Do they get disqualified? Yeah.
I don't know. And it also, it's a bit disgusting. Like, you no wiping till after the match because you don't want someone to wipe their bum.
And then move and then a piece. That'll
touch a chest piece. No. So you have to sit there. But what if it's like a classical game that's gone 3 hours? Yeah, Magnus has done a shit. Can't wipe it. It's gone all crusty on his bum hole. Okay.
Go on.
B-day. It's like a commode with a B-day function so they can actually like squeeze something that washes the bum hole.
And instead of having the chess organisation fee day, we can create our own called B-Day and it would just all be about like chess and shit. It would be amazing.
We've hit let's upon something big here.
I think we have, you know. Yeah. Oh, let's do it. Oh, let's do it. That would be so
good. I mean, people who are pissed off with fee day.
Who's your money on?
Oh,
I think Ben Feingold's got a good shot. I think there's
some players who went, I knew you were going to say Ben. I knew. I mean, there are some players who are probably underrated because they haven't tried chooping in B-Day.
Yeah.
Our federation. So I think that, I don't know, you put me on the spot there with picking a good player, probably who could do better.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not too sure.
Do we give out to people? I'm thinking instead of Grandmaster, you could have like Toilet Blaster or something like that. You could... there's so many avenues. We could go have
on. V-Day Master because FM wouldn't count. It'd be B-Day Master. B-Day Master. So BM.
BM, yep.
Oh, this is... I think... Before we do this, we'll test the waters, so to speak. What we'll do is I will write to FIDE this week, genuinely. Yep. I'm going to email FIDE with this idea of chooping tournaments.
Yes.
And if I get a response, I'll read it out on next week's show.
I'd play the opening game happily. I would love that. genuinely, the first ever chooping game, me versus you, millions of people like would genuinely sign in to watch that, I think.
Jofers, should we talk about our topic?
I mean, I'm happy talking about this, but if you want to talk about a topic, we can.
I don't even know if I can be bothered now. I feel like we should just leave the topic section.
But do you want some chess news? I got some good chess news.
Have you? Let's have that. That would be really good. Tell us, what have you got? Okay,
so did you know Hikaru Nakamura has just set a 59-game winning streak in a bullet tournament. He got 81 wins, 1 draw, 4 losses.
Four losses.
I know, it's embarrassing, isn't it? I know. But he didn't do it whilst having a shit, which is a little embarrassing and I think takes away from it a little bit.
It does, and that's where those 4 losses have come from, isn't it?
Exactly. Okay, this one is actually interesting. Like, not that the other one wasn't, no offence to Hikaru.
It was interesting.
But did you watch the Oscars?
No.
So you don't know that a chess film actually won an Oscar?
Nah.
I swear to God. So a chess-themed animated short called War Is Over, kind of dedicated to the John Lennon song, you know, the Christmas one. Mm-hmm. It won the Oscar for Best Animated Short Film, and it's actually really good. I've only seen the trailer, but it just looks beautiful. It's only 10 minutes long, and it's essentially two soldiers in World War One. There's, like, one of the allies, he's making a move on the chessboard, and then he'll write down his move, and then he'll give it to the, what's it called, like the messenger pigeon, send it over to the enemy, and then he'll make his move, and then he'll send the pigeon back. It's just these people that are kind of fighting each other in the war, and they're just kind of making these chess moves, and then it ends, they go back into war, and the chess game gets kind of abandoned, and it's just quite sad, but also quite clever and nice, and it's just nice to see chess in the Oscars.
I'm only laughing because I'm just picturing things like the pigeon gets shot down.
Imagine.
They're thinking like, where's my move? I've been waiting a week, but the pigeon's dead somewhere with this profound chess move that they've calculated for ages. And then I was wondering whether they were chooping while they were writing down the moves.
It would have been a touching story. That would have been lovely.
It would have, and because I was actually thinking about this, you see, and I thought, I know we're not in a war here, thankfully, but we don't live near each other. And I was thinking about the possibility of playing you at a chess game and using a pigeon to send the moves.
Ooh. I'm going to blow your mind here, Al. There's this thing called the internet. And essentially, I know. So you don't actually have to use messenger pigeons anymore. We can do, though. We can work it out.
Okay. Yeah, okay. Well, we maybe we'll have a game online instead. Yeah,
okay. Could be an option. And the and only then other we'll
film. I was sorry, Joe, I was only thinking about it because I thought we could film it and enter a short film into next year's Oscars.
Oh, we could.
You enter it into the Oscars. They just select you, don't they?
Yeah, so they usually write to me and say, can we use something you've done? And I'm just like, I don't want to have that level of fame, so I tend not to send anything.
What's your third bit?
The only other thing I've got is, so you know that goat challenge that Magnus Carlsen did, the Chess 960? He's now extended it to 5 different continents. Oh, so there's going to be 5. Oh, no, we didn't get the invite to this one, annoyingly. But yeah, so there's going to be 5 more tournaments. He's got funding from some random entrepreneur. And yeah, so that seems like the future of chess, doesn't it?
I don't know. Do you think it'll catch on? I mean, I don't know how much interest there is in this. But Magnus is interested in it.
He's just the figurehead of chess, and what he says kind of goes. But I think it'll either be that, or maybe the future of chess will be our B-Day chess challenge.
B-Day and Chupin.
I think so. I think so too.
I think so. I think that is the way chess will go. Magnus just isn't aware of this as yet. He's probably going, I've wasted all that time doing this 960 Fischer random tournament when it was so simple. I just needed commodes with B-Day function.
And Chess 960, so you know how it's all random and stuff. We could do a Chupin version of that where it's random and you don't tell people where you're going to poo. And there's kind of like that whole mystery and randomness about it. And then you're like, wait, ding, did you just take a shit in my car? It's like, oh, you got me.
Oh, I love it.
So many avenues.
There are just so many. Jofers, you know what? Genuinely, I just can't be bothered to do the topic. So I know we said we were going to do a topic and we do topics and like... Should we just not bother? I mean, like, all we were going to do was read out some chess terms that people might not be aware of. So, like, your mum, for example, when I'm talking to her, she's like, what's a passed pawn? And I've written a list of all these different chess terms. I spent quite a while writing them all. Do you know what an absolute pin is, Jofers?
An absolute pin is... Is that the one where they can't move it? They can't move their piece because it's pinned to a king.
Pinned to a king. Well done, Jofers. I should have quizzed you on all of this. Do you know what? I'm just going to throw 2 or 3. A backward pawn. What's a backward pawn?
Backward pawn is a pawn that isn't supported by another pawn, I think.
It's behind a pawn of the same colour on an adjacent file. That's what it is.
Yeah.
That's pretty much what you didn't say. Oh, I learned this one this week. A big pawn. Do you know what a big pawn is?
A big pawn? I don't actually. No, go on.
It's when you've got a bishop stuck behind a pawn, like a bad bishop.
That's fair enough.
So it's sort of defending the pawns. So it's doing the work of a pawn. It becomes a big pawn.
Okay.
We're just doing a few here, just so it looks like we've got something chessy to talk about. I'm just scrolling through. Jofa's family fork.
Family fork is a fork of the king and queen, maybe?
Royal fork.
Oh. Go on.
Yeah, it could be king, queen, other pieces, like a family.
Yeah.
Fianchetto. Some people say fianchetto, but it's Italian, isn't it? CH. Yeah, you've done your Duolingo. It's a curse, isn't it?
Fianchetto.
Fianchetto.
Pushing your pawn up and then nestling your bishop in between the pawns, kind of in the corner of the board.
Like on B2 or
That's an easy
G2.
Way to say it. Yeah.
Yeah. Or the other way, if you're on the other side, so B7, G7.
There we go.
What about flagging? What's flagging, Jofers?
I think, is that just making all your moves proper quick so the other person loses on time?
Yeah, what's it based on? Where did it come from?
Ooh, it comes from the German word Flaggschneun, which essentially means to like have time evaporating. I don't know. Well, you tell me.
No, that was it. You got it.
It is. I thought it was.
Yeah. Forcing move
is when you force the opponent to make a move.
Yeah, we're doing these good. This is a good way of doing it. I was going to read them all out. It's much better testing your knowledge.
Challenge me.
Good bishop.
It's just a good bishop, isn't it? A bishop that's actually doing something in the game. I don't know.
A bishop that fits perfectly up your bum hole, Joe.
Oh, it's the best bishop out.
Hanging. Something's hanging.
It's available to be captured by the opponent.
Yeah. Yeah. Luft.
Luft is Luft. Is it creating space around your king?
Yeah, to allow it to stop in a back rank mate.
Yeah.
What's a back rank mate, Jofers?
It is where you get mated on the back rank.
Because usually the king can't move because he's behind a wall of pawns or something. Yeah, because you didn't make Luft.
Exactly.
Oh, that's a t-shirt. Make Luft, not war.
Oh, wow. There we go. Smashed it.
Yeah. Look out for that one. Averageshop.averagejoeschess.com. 25% discount at the moment if you enter the code SniffMyBishop. Outpost.
I don't know. Go on.
It's a square where a pawn's protecting it. So, like, you'd maybe have a pawn on d4 and then a knight on e5. And the knight is protected by the pawn. You've created an outpost that's near the enemy stronghold. And then you can launch attacks from your outpost. Passed pawn.
Tossed.
Passed, man. Passed.
Passed pawn. It's just when your pawn is past the enemy line of defense, isn't it?
Yeah, I'm getting bored of it now. Schlattenfreud.
Schlattenfreud. Oh, it's a classic. Schlattenfreud is essentially... Go on now, you tell us.
It's the only move available, and it'll put you in a perilous position.
Yep.
A spoon.
Go on, hit me up.
It's two pieces nestling close to each other,
mm-hmm.
working side by side. Do you remember your Australian spooning, Jofers,
with your cousin? How could I forget? Yeah. So it's a long story, but... Shall I tell the whole story or just a snippet?
Can you summarise it and make it quite short?
I'll summarise it and make it short.
Fall asleep.
My cousin came over from Australia, went out, got very pissed, came home. I went to sleep in my bed, woke up around, I don't know, 5 in the morning, and I was just kind of stroking my chest hair, not realising how much chest hair I had. And then I realised that it was just my Australian cousin's afro, and he was just sleeping on top of me with his head on my chest. And it kind of pretty much forced me out of my bed. So I was like, fuck, I'll go sleep downstairs. I'm not sharing a bed with my cousin. And I think he just wanted a spoon or something. I don't know.
Maybe I've got this wrong then. I thought you went to the loo or something, came back in and he looked at you and he went, spoon me, Joe.
I think you might have added that bit, but it might have happened. I can't remember.
Spoon me, Joe. Yeah, so it's two pieces nestling close to each other, working side by side. Scheiße Bauern.
Go on, what's that?
That's like two bishops working together.
I thought it was.
Scheiße Bauern. A tactical motif.
Go on.
Common recurring patterns or ideas used in tactical combinations like forks, pins, skewers. They're all known as tactical motifs.
Okay.
Exceptionally loving.
Oh, I'm about to show you.
Do we? Exceptionally loving. I've had enough of that list. Yeah, we can do more. I mean, really, why are we teaching beginners these terms? Learn them your bloody self. We had to. We didn't have a podcast to listen to, did we?
It's very true, Al. It's very true. What have you been exceptionally loving?
There's a lot, Jofers, but I've narrowed it down to two things in particular, both related to Birmingham, where I was in the week, visiting my parents, your mum, your family, everybody there. Not everybody in Birmingham, because that'd take ages, wouldn't it? But everybody, anyway, you know what I mean. So the first thing was, as you know, my mum and dad, your grandparents have got an allotment. Where they grow their vegetables, a lot of bloody vegetables. Well, we had the first allotment produce of the year, which was beautiful pink rhubarb, Jofers. Do you like rhubarb?
Oh, I love it.
Oh, we had this pink rhubarb. And the other thing I've been enjoying at the moment is rice pudding. Do you like rice pudding?
It's all right. It's not the best in the world, but it's okay. It's manageable.
What?
It's... Are you a diehard rice puddinger?
Yeah.
Really?
I love it. So I made this was 2 nights ago, I made a big pan of rice pudding. Mm. I'm a convert as well. I cook it on the stove top now, not in the cooker, and that works well. So I made a big pan, very bloody creamy. I shoved a tin of coconut milk in there, oat milk. It's beautiful, man. But what did it was this rhubarb, big chunky apples and fresh ginger, and I put in some sugar with a bit of pectin and made this little jammy thing to go on it. Rhubarb apple and ginger jam on rice pudding. Oh, it's beautiful. I'll make some next time I see. But the other thing which was better than that, so It wasn't better than that at all, but it did make me laugh, and it's my funny-ish one, is when I saw you. So firstly, we were putting a TV on the wall, weren't we?
Yep, we were.
I say we.
You didn't really do much, did you?
Nah, I didn't do much at all. I was putting this bracket on the wall, and your contribution was just lying on the bed watching. Do you need some help out? Yeah, go on then. That'd be very... And you just lay there sort of splayed out in a sexy sort of manner, fiddling with tools, watching me do the job.
Well, originally you said, can you lie on the bed and let me know what height this should go? Because obviously when my dad's watching it, I'll be watching it from bed. So I lay in the bed and I just couldn't get out to save my life. You got so comfy.
You sort of just sprawled in this I don't know.
One of your French women kind of poses, wasn't it?
Yeah. we'll have to mention that another time, the Frisbee games. Do you know Magnus been playing a lot of Frisbee golf, I noticed?
Yeah, I saw a video of that the other day. I'll have to challenge him.
But not as good as us.
Nah, no one is. No one is.
We do love Frisbee, don't we?
We do. Got a lot of Frisbee stories to share, but maybe for another time.
Next time. But the... basically your inactivity there, although I will hold my hands up, so you did hold the television in place, which was good, but your inactivity then was extended further because we didn't have the correct size drill bit for the hole, so we had to drive to my mum and dad's, which is only 2 minutes up the road, isn't it? Mm-hmm. We drove up there, parked on the drive. It slopes down quite steeply towards the house. I parked about a foot away from the house, didn't I?
Yeah, I know where this is going.
I'm in the house grabbing tools, doing stuff, and I get back to the car, and you're just like, well, which button's a handbrake, Al? I was like, what do you mean? Yeah, the car's been slowly rolling towards the house. Like, luckily, I'd left it in gear, so it wasn't doing too much rolling.
Yeah.
And what happened, I've got an electronic handbrake that comes on automatically, mm-hmm. or you can pull a switch and it comes on, but the dog had switched it off.
Yeah.
But it was just you sitting calmly in the car. You didn't even think to get out and knock the door. Like, ow, the car's rolling. Or, ow, where's that? You just sat there waiting for me to get back. Yeah. As the car's about to
go into my
parents' front room.
I was enjoying it. It was, sometimes when things like that are happening, I just think I could go and get someone, or I could... What will be is the way I look at it. If we end up in grandma's living room and kind of breaking through the brick wall with a car, it's what God wants. It's what will happen.
That's my exceptionally loving Jofers. How about yourself?
All right, now they were good ones. So last weekend, went up to the Malvern Hills. It was really good. Had a good time. But what we made the mistake of having a coffee at like maybe 9 o'clock at night or something like that. I never have coffee, so my heart was going, and by the time I got back to my house, it was about 10:30 at night. And for anyone who doesn't know me, I'm a bit of a little bitch. Like, I've never driven on the motorway. I just find it so intimidating, so scary. I'm fairly new to driving, got to it fairly late in life, but my heart was going because of this coffee. And I had some blaring music on. I was re-listening to an album I loved as a teenager, which was Make Yourself by Incubus. And it's a bit of a louder album.
That's a good album.
Good album. And it just got my heart pumping. And I had my coffee. And I was like, fuck it. If I don't go on the motorway now, I'm never going on. So I built on my courage. I built on my speed. And I just went for it. I was like, what am I doing? And I'm kind of like, I'm screaming to the music. My heart's pumping. And I go onto the motorway. And I'm like, I'm ready. I'm so ready. The music's blaring. And I get on. And it was just standstill traffic at like 4 miles per hour. I was on the M6 for maybe like an hour, just getting, they'd closed like two lanes, so it was just one lane, just go in, and I built up the speed for nothing, and it was just so underwhelming, and like my heart was still panicking. So I'm getting these heart palpitations, but I can't get off. And yeah, the next exit wasn't for maybe like another 45 minutes due to the traffic, and it was just a bit of a nightmare, but it was a good fun as well.
That's brilliant. Were you in the car on your own?
I was. And then, when I got off, on the way back, fortunately, the three lanes were open and my heart was still going and the music was still on. So I went for it. And I've driven on the motorway now. I'm quite happy.
Oh, does your mum know this?
She does. So when I got in, I told her. And she almost had a heart attack. She's not the most relaxed of people when it comes to driving.
No. Oh, that is such a good story, Jofers.
I can share the motorway playlist as well. And if anyone else wants to create a motorway playlist for me, please do. Because I can't go onto the motorway without motorway music. I need motorway music.
Well, you've got access to Billy Joel now, haven't you? Billy so you Joel. Could listen to some Billy Joel. And also, what was the other one when you nearly ran that cyclist over? The Righteous Brothers.
Oh, Unchained Melody. Yeah, I love hitting cyclists.
Unchained Melody.
Lovely song.
I introduced you to that Taylor Swift song that my daughter was playing called that was Vigilante Taylor Shit.
Yeah.
With that big, heavy bass line.
Very bassy.
Yeah, do a bit of that. Or you could do some Pliny.
That's nice motorway music. That's nighttime motorway music, I think.
Pliny is good, yeah. Maybe even sat in a traffic jam, you could listen to Pliny. Okay. Or you could just have the radio off and think about Average Joe's Chess, think about B-Day.
Oh, yeah.
Make plans for the tournament we're going to do when we run B-Day.
Yep. Also, I forgot, I found a photo earlier of me, you and Luca when we initially created Team Scream. And I think Eva was in the initial Team Scream, but in the photo I found, it was me, you and Luca. And that was when we used to drive around in your car and very loud music. And we just used to scream just random words over the top that had nothing to do with the song. And
mainly because we were listening to Pearl Jam, and Eddie Vedder does the same when he's singing the songs.
It was brilliant.
That's such a good impression there. You sounded just like...
But yeah,
we should do a tribute band.
We should.
Send that photo over. I'll put some photos on Patreon this week as well of us in Sicily when you were about seven or something or six. I don't know how old you were. So I've put photos on with me, you and Luca.
Oh, sweet.
I did put on Patreon how he's featuring because you've talked about him shitting the bed so much. But nice. I remember when we did that photo, I'm sure that's the same bridge that we're standing on that you decided to just pull your pants down and piss off of. And there were these like very prim and proper Sicilian men sitting on a bench, old men in their flat caps. And you were just there in your whatever football top you had on with your pants down, pissing off a high bridge.
That's such a nice photo. I love it. Yeah. We really bring class and sophistication wherever we go, don't we?
We're just like this podcast. How much class and sophistication have we brought to the world of chess?
It can't get any classier.
You cannot. Jofers, I think before we call it a night, should we just remind people if you want to rate the show? We haven't had a rating go on our Spotify for a long time. So if you would just give us a 5-star rating, we would very much appreciate it on Spotify or on Apple. Only take you a second. Do it right now. We'd really appreciate it. And also, you can get over to Patreon. There's videos on there. There's photos of Joe just before he pissed off a bridge when he was seven. And there's early access to stuff. There's anything. There's all sorts on there, isn't there, Jofers? There's going to be video footage of Joe putting stuff in his mouth this week and stuff in his pants. So if you want to get over to Patreon, if you could rate the show, if you could even just share the show with somebody else who you think might or might not be interested, we don't care. Just share it. Do us a big favour and we'll come back again next week and do another show, won't we, Jofers?
Yeah, man. Recap on the challenges as well. I'll get drinking, man.
Oh, I'm going to start right away. I'm on it. Jofers, been a pleasure as usual.
Nice one. I'll catch you in a bit.
Catch you later, Jofers.
Bye.